If you're at a cafe this morning, you'll hear people ordering a coffee with soy or almond or perhaps skim milk. But what about camel milk? It's only available in a handful of cafes and boutique stores, but producers are optimistic it has a big future. Lexi Metherill reports.
Dairy milk still rules supermarket shelves, but these days it has its competition from the likes of soy and almond milk. And the managing director of Summerland Camel Farms, Jeff Flood, reckons camel milk should be a rival too.
We've already got cafes stocking our milk and using it. It makes the best coffee you'll ever have.
He runs more than 500 camels on his property just outside of Brisbane.
When we do blind tastings and I have, you know, different types of milk there, every single time, and we've done many, many, many tastings, every single time they pick camel milk as the milk they prefer the look of and the taste of.
The abundance of wild camels in central Australia has helped fuel a burgeoning camel milk industry, and it's gaining market acceptance. It was admitted for judging at Australia's most prestigious dairy competition, the Sydney Royal Cheese and Dairy Produce Show, for the first time this year.
It's not quite as creamy as cow's milk. It's whiter. And it has a nice, clean, crisp, sweet taste, a little bit salty, if anything.
Mark Livermore is the chair of the judges' panel at the show.
With the ones that were entered in Sydney this year, was very, very pleased with the product that was presented for judging. There was some gold medals awarded because of the quality of the product.
But producers may have an even tougher panel of judges to convince. Australia's army of baristas. Hanny Ezzett leads the coffee team at High Road Cafe in Canberra.
It's not the worst milk I've ever tasted. I really dislike almond milk and I dislike lactose-free milk. I think it was better than those, to be honest.
He's doubtful about camel milk but is not ruling out ever offering it on the menu.
I think if a market opens up for it and obviously it works with our coffee, we would definitely go for it. But at this point in time, I can't see it being a huge thing.
And coffee drinkers aren't that fussed either.
To me, it sounds like just another fad sort of milk thing. I really don't see the reason for it.
I remember seeing a documentary about it once and being curious, but not really wanting ever to try it. Not having a strong desire to.
Camel milk producers know they have a challenge convincing the public, not to mention the price. At the moment, it sells for between $15 to $30 a litre. Jeff Flood says they're working on reducing costs and he remains confident camel milk will soon be coming to a cafe near you.
The fat molecules are very small in camel milk. The structure of the milk's completely different, so it actually mixes with the coffee much, much better than other milks. You'll see a lot more of it simply because it does make just a beautiful coffee.
Managing Director of Summerland Camel Farms, Jeff Flood, ending Lexi Metherill's report.